The Osgood File, sponsored by New Barbasol Razors, the shaving cream America trusts for a close, comfortable shave, now has razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. You're looking good, America. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. The president was in West Virginia last night reminding everyone that the Russia investigation is a waste of time.
Democrat lawmakers will have to decide. They can continue their obsession with the Russian hoax, or they can serve the interests of the American people.
But it's not just Democrats who want to peel this onion. More after this from Charlie. The president may ridicule the Russia investigation, but Special Counsel Robert Mueller has now sworn in a grand jury, which gives him a pretty powerful tool. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
Let's say that he wanted to get documents or reporters' notes, and the witness didn't want to turn them over. He would need a grand jury to get a subpoena to compel them to turn them over. Or if he wanted testimony, he could subpoena someone to come and testify. And keep in mind, I mean, as President Clinton found out, it's a crime to lie to a grand jury.
The special counsel has also hired an expert in foreign bribery, implying the president's personal finances would be opened up. And in case that gives him any ideas about firing the special counsel, CBS's Jeff Pagay says Congress is prepared to act, just in case.
They've made it pretty clear that they're not going to stand for that. In fact, just introduced legislation by both the Democrat and Republican that essentially prevents that from happening.
Of course, if the president is right that all this is a fabrication, the grand jury will disband and the special counsel will have nothing to do, in which case the president had a suggestion on how he could spend his time.
What the prosecutors should be looking at are Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails.
I think the crowd agrees. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.